أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. وقال كان رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قليل السن. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
Once the chief was called for bayan, and he said, he sat on the minbar, on the chair, and he asked the people, "You know what I am going to bayan?" They said, "Yes, we know." Then he said, he ran away, and he said, "Then you know what I am going to bayan. There is no need to bayan." And he left. Like you people know, I have sit here to break the legs of English here. This is a quality and sifat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, كان رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم طويل الصف. He is supposed to be silent for long time. ज़्यादा خاموش रहते थे. That is quality. And in the ayat, I recite, is the ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat. And Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned in his tafsir that those adab and etiquette for Janab Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is for your Shaykh and for Ulama Rabbani Deen, the big Ulama. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that those who lower his sound, his volume, amongst in the presence of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala have selected their heart. Allah Ta'ala have selected their heart for taqwa. Allama Alusi, my Shaykh, mere Shaykh aur Murshid Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawarullah Murtadun farmaya karte the ki imtihana. Arab is love, so the Arab use this love, suppose they use this love for imtahantu zahaba bin nar. They repurify gold with fire. They purify the gold with fire. Yani jitne qulub hai, un qulub mein se Allah Ta'ala ki mahabbat ke liye dil ko khas kar lena, ye hai imtihan. In this ayat, there is no more ibadat, more mujahidat, and no more sadaqat. Nothing has mentioned. Just lower your volume, lower your sound when you are in the presence of your Shaykh. There is one quality only. It's not a big quality. Can you lower your sound? آپ کی کوئی خاص کمال بظاہر معلوم نہیں ہوتا, بڑی عبادت نہیں, کوئی تحجد, کوئی نوافل, کوئی صدقہ, کوئی حج عمرہ نہیں, صرف ایک چیز کہ لوور یور ساؤنڈ, اپنی آواز کو پست کر لو, آواز کو آہستہ کر لو. اصل میں اس کی حقیقت, دا ریالٹی از دیٹ وین ایور یو لوور یور ساؤنڈ, دا تھنگ از دیٹ یو ہیو ایٹیکیٹ, یو ہیو ادب ان یور ہارٹ for your elders. And one hadith, Janabe Rasulullah SAW mentioned that only three people, teen log aise hai ki jinka sab adab karte hai siwai munafiq ke. Siwai munafiq ke sab unka adab karte hai. Ek buda, buda musalman. Old age Muslim. Everybody respect him. The second is Alim. And the third one is Adil Badshah.
Adil?
Just king. Adil Badshah. Everybody respect. Except Munafiq. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned no more ibadat and taqwa. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to say in his every bayan, taqwa is the thing. If you have taqwa, you will become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned how you can get taqwa. Just lower your sound in the presence of your Shaykh. And why you are lowering your sound? You are lowering your volume because you have respect in your heart. Ki apni awaaz ko pas karna, ye awaaz samajh mein nahi aata ki ye awaaz ko pas karna kyun, kis wajah se? What is the reason why I am lowering my sound? Because the reason is that I have respect in my heart. Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, my Shaykh is from his whole life, he loves Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. When he was just young, he loves Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. That's why he supposed to go with their companion ulama, also ulama from South Africa, England, and from Pakistan to Pune at the mazar of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh says, اے خدا جو این توفیق ادب کہ او گاڈ او لارڈ آئی ایم آسکنگ فار ادب رسپیکٹ ان مائی ہارٹ کیوں بے ادب محروم مند از فضل رب دا پرسن ہو از بے ادب ہو ہیز ناٹ رسپیکٹ ان ہز ہارٹ ہی کین ناٹ گیٹ دا باؤنڈریز اینڈ بلیسنگز آف اللہ تعالیٰ. Even my Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, and he always taught us adab and respect. Even when he always say that, don't put your shoes on your right hand, in your right hand. Don't put your shoes. Don't keep your shoes in your right hand. Keep it in left hand. And when you are putting and you are having your father's shoes or your Shaykh's shoes, put it in right hand. Subhan. Ki apne Shaykh ke, apne Ustad ke, apne Walid ke, jab joote uthao, seedhe haath mein uthao. Apne joote ulte haath mein uthao. And even when you go out to masjid, don't leave the shoes from the upper side. As it hang diya. Don't do like that. Always keep it in humble. There was a Sharabi who was addicted of alcohol and liquor. He always came night, late night at 2 or 3 o'clock. So when he comes in the home, he put off his shoes and throw on the floor. After a week, his neighbor who lives in the lower floor, he came and asked him and requested him, please, you come late, I don't say anything, but put off your shoes slowly and don't throw on the floor because it disturbs my sleep. He promised, I will do that. The next day he came and in the late night, and he was drunk. He drank and he came and he put off his, one of his shoes and threw on the floor. And he remembered that I promised my neighbor that I will not throw my shoes on the floor. So then he slowly put off his another shoes and slowly usko rakha, kept on the floor. After an hour or two, the bell rang and he opened the door. The neighbor was standing there, his eyes was red, and he asked him, he requested him, kindly remove your second shoe also. So I can sleep. वो शराबी रोजाना रात को आता था और जूते फेंकता था, तो उसके पड़ोसी ने कहा कि खुदा के लिए तुम आए करो रात को, ठीक है देर से आओ लेकिन जूते आराम से उतारे करो, मेरी नींद खराब होती है। उसने कहा अच्छा भाई। अगले दिन मैं उसको कहा ठीक है, अगले दिन आया रात को वही एक जूता उठा के मारा, तो उसको ख्याल आया कि मैंने वादा किया था, उसने जूता आराम से रखा। तो एक घंटे के बाद घंटी बजी, दरवाजा खुला, पड़ोसी खड़ा था, कैसे आना हुआ? मेरी दरख्वास्त ये कि दूसरा जूता बता दो ताकि मैं सो सकूं। तो अल्लाह ताला मेंशन ओनली दैट वी आर रिस्पेक्ट इन योर हार्ट। तो हजरत वाला टॉट अस कि रिमूव योर शू व्हेन यू आर गोइंग फ्रॉम आउट ऑफ द मस्जिद एंड यू हैव शूज इन योर हैंड, डोंट थ्रो, कीप इट हम्बल, आराम से उसको रखो। तो अदब इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग। व्हेन देयर इज शेख, यू आर इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ शेख, वी आर इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ शेख, आवर वॉल्यूम, आवर साउंड, आवर मूवमेंट, एवरीथिंग मस्ट बी लाइक सहाबा। हम सुनते थे कि हदीस की किताबों में आते हैं कि सहाबा नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की खिदमत में ऐसे तशरीफ फरमा होते थे कि अगर सरों पर परिंदा भी बैठे तो कोई खबर ना हो। सुभान अल्लाह। ऐसे ये है अदब, और अदब इज द वेरी फर्स्ट लेसन अवर हजरत वाला एंड अवर बुजुर्गान दीन ही टीचेस देयर पीपल, देयर मुरीदीन, दैट इज द अदब। बिकॉज व्हेन वी हैव अदब इन अवर हार्ट, वी कैन गो, वी कैन थ्रो, वी कैन गो एंड वी कैन हम तमाम मंजिलें तय कर सकते हैं। वी कैन रीच ऑल द डेस्टिनेशन, ऑल द लेवल्स एंड दराजात ऑफ कुर्ब इलाही, द लव ऑफ अल्लाह ताला वी कैन गेट। अल्लाह ताला गिव अस तौफीक एंड फिल अवर हार्ट फ्रॉम द रेस्पेक्ट ऑफ अवर एल्डर्स एंड अवर उलमास एंड अवर शेख. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.